Transmission.
PM. That is, of course, local time. If you take a look at your clock, you know, the one that's right over there within your line of sight, you'll notice that it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for Hello! Another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Although, why do I get the feeling that this is going to turn into another episode of Budget Nature Expeditions instead? Oh, I don't know. Is it because it's 70 degrees outside? Yes. Somehow it's February, and yet it is 70 degrees. So, we're going to have to go out and see if we can find some dudes. I don't think we will, but we gotta go looking anyway. So, let's get moving. Yeah, that means we're in the car, and the funny thing is, I think I know that song in English. All right, let's get out of the car. Oh, it's so windy again today. Well, that's moderately boring, but that's okay. Maybe we can get out of the wind if we walk into the forest. Okay, so, it's another extremely unseasonably warm day. Like I said, 70 degrees, and here we are in the last few days of February. I guess it's almost March, and so that explains the wind somehow. I'm at Herrenhaven, because where else would I be? Now, there's a red-winged blackbird right above me. Hi, there's three of them in the tree. And it's a little breezy. Is there still some ice here in the dragonfly pond? I don't know. It's hard to tell. I think there's a little bit. That's weird. Well, not really. I mean, it's fairly protected. It's not going to thaw real fast. Alright, so into the forest we go. And even though it feels like spring, I just heard those red-winged blackbirds calling. Even though it feels like spring, it really isn't. There is no green. Everything is brown still. Although yesterday when I was out by the Papio Creek, I did see some fresh green sprouts of grass popping up here and there, and I thought, well, that's funny. And it'll all be for nothing, because everything is going to freeze again here real soon. In another day or two, it's going to get cold again. I don't know if it's going to be cold enough to actually go back to being winter. But we'll find out. Supposedly it's going to snow. I was watching the Weather Channel and it said it's going to snow. But they say a lot of things, and they don't come true. Not exactly prognosticators, but you know, what can you do about it? I'm seeing some little paths around, wondering if there's been dudes running around here at Herrenhaven. What is that over there? Oh, no, that's nothing. Is that a plastic bag just laying there? A black plastic bag or something? Or a piece of trash bag. Who knows? Alright, so I think maybe we'll just go take a look out on the boardwalk. See if there's anything going on out there today. As I round this corner, we're going to be able to see into the sub pond. Oh yes, and there's a pair of mallards. A male and a female. They look very nice. And there's three geese swimming around in the water right where we were walking around just a couple of days ago, Remember that? We were right where those geese are. We were standing right there on the ice, enjoying a lovely ice day. I have a feeling we're not going to see any more ice days. I suppose it's possible. But, you know, it's getting pretty late in the season. I've got my shorts on. They're trying to fall down because I have so much stuff in my pockets. I remembered my camera today. Maybe we'll see something worth taking a picture of. And as I walk out onto the boardwalk, there's geese out here. There's four, five, maybe six geese hanging out on the inside of the boardwalk. And then there's, a couple dozen geese hanging out here. Some geese standing on logs over here at the edge of the pond. There's two, four, six. There's half a dozen geese hanging out at the weir, just standing there, thinking this is a good place to hang out if you're a goose. And I have to agree. Herrenhaven in general is a good place to be hanging out if you are a goose. Or any type of waterfowl, actually. Like ducks and herons. I don't know if herons count as waterfowl. Oh, there's a bunch of geese back there in the secret Finger Lake. And there's some geese out here towards the end of the boardwalk hanging out. Let's go see these guys out here. I wonder if these are my buddies. I wonder if this is Raina and her new mate. Raina always traditionally builds her nest out here at the end of the boardwalk. And before the pond got remodeled, she would build it out over here. I'm gesturing with my hands that you can't see this, but it kind of doesn't matter. And here's some honkers. Honker, honker, honks. And here's some geese over here. Let's see who's on this little spit of land. Hi, you goosers. Oh, that's a good place to build a nest. Are you building a nest? Kind of spooked this guy. He's like, what? Who are you talking to? Oh, and these other two geese are going to come up to the geese on the land, and the goose on the land is saying, you need to stay away from our spot. And yes, the two geese who were approaching have turned away. That's just good goose patrolling. I'm going to stand up on this bench and see if I can see if they're building a nest. Yeah, it kind of looks like they're building a nest right there. That's good. Because I like to see gooser babies. And now these geese are going to get in the water and chase off these other interlopers. Yeah, you go get some. All right, so that means I'm turning around. And now it's getting windy. So we've got geese taking baths, dipping their heads into the water and splashing water onto their backs. And we have geese taking naps, like this guy. He's standing on a log, but he's standing on the log one-footed. And he's got his neck twisted around and he's got his beak tucked under his wing. He's just standing in the sun, having a nice goose nap. It's goose napping time. And there's a couple over here standing on logs, taking naps in the sun. That's one thing they have in common with my cat. They like to nap in the sun. I am tempted to bring my cat out here sometime. Technically speaking, pets are not allowed. But, oh damn it, now there's kids here. But you will occasionally run into, hey, what's this? Oh, I can see fish. I can see fish tails sticking up out of the water right here. There's two of them. There's two fish feeding on the bottom of the pond. And being as this water is only about 6 inches deep here, their tails are sticking up. So they're rooting around down in the mud, and they got their tails poking up out of the water. They can't see me. What kind of fish are these? I can only presume bluegills, but they could also be perch or something. Wow, very cool. And now I got kids running around,
some kids just decided to come out onto the boardwalk and then stopped. So I don't know what's going on with these guys. These fish. I want to just reach over there and grab that guy, but I can't reach out that far. He's only like 2 or 3 meters away. Oh, I'm fascinated. What are these fish rooting around for? Yeah, now we got more screaming kids. Why aren't these people in school? I specifically came here at this time because I knew there wouldn't be school out, and now they're just screaming. Oh, brother.
Over there is where they're like doing it.
Yes, so we've got screaming children scaring away all the animals, and we can avoid this, I think. I'm going to walk into the interior. Howdy. And now we have a supervisory parent who is very clearly not supervising or understanding what is going on. Why aren't these kids in school? I do not know. Now they're just loud and scaring the animals away. So, while they're out here on the boardwalk screaming their heads off, let's walk back into the forest and see if we can spot anything before the screaming monkeys frighten it all away. So, we just hook around here, take a 90-degree right turn, and we're crossing the land bridge. I'm looking into the billabong. What's going on in the billabong? Nothing. Well, way back there's two geese sitting on a log. Looks like they're trying to take a nap, but they've been awakened by screaming children running around. Oh, you might think from the comments that I'm making right now that I don't like children, and that's not true. I actually do like children a lot. They're very entertaining. But that doesn't mean I want them around when I'm trying to spot the dudes. Spotting the dudes requires a certain level of stealth. Children of this generation do not understand stealth. Okay, I'm walking into the wall blind to see my goose buddies who are trying to take a nap. But right as I walk up here, a loud truck drives by the street. Old Maple Road is only about 40 meters to my left. I mean my right. And it woke the geese up and they looked up and they're like, what's going on? What? I do what now? And so I'm walking out of the wall blind, getting back on the path, rounding Turtle Bay, looking for my mink buddies, and to see if there's anybody else hanging out in here. Any muskrats back in here today? Any minks? Anything? No? The water is very still. There's no dudes swimming around. So we'll just keep on walking. Walking through the forest and looking for some dudes. Probably can't find any because there is no foods for them to eat in the forest, yeah. And that's why we're not finding any dudes. There's no dudes because there's no foods. But as soon as some grows, we will see lots of dudes and kiss them on the nose. Cause snoodlers should be snoodling and scratties should be scratting. And now I'm gonna walk over this bridge and look into the turtle reproduction pond. That didn't rhyme and the meter was terrible. You know, usually I'm an advocate for prosody, but that doesn't mean I can make it up off the top of my head. If you want me to do good iambic pentameter or anything else, I gotta sit down and think about it. I can't make it up off the top of my head. I'm standing on the footbridge overlooking the turtle reproduction pond. There's 4 or 5 geese Couple standing on the bank, a couple swimming around. Not a lot of action. That's okay. Well, now there's some action. One of them's chasing another one. This guy's chasing this other goose around on the pond, and they're flapping their wings and they're splashing around and they're being argumentative. You know, the way the geese are. Oh, and there's somebody in the big blind. Why are there people here? I guess because it's a nice warm day. And I keep forgetting that no, this is not my own private playground. This is not my own private dude viewing area. And I am going to have to put up with, you know, a moderate amount of other people. So I'm just walking up the loop path. Gonna see what's going on up here. We're gonna skip the big blind right now. And looking over the big pond, I see lots and lots of geese. There's some geese on Goose Island. There's some geese in the Delta. I see some sleeping geese. I see a lot of awake geese. A lot of geese just standing around. Oh, look at those guys. They look very nice. All right, I'm almost up to the point where we can look down into the ravine. Kind of tempted to go down there. Go down into the ravine to see what's going on down there. Maybe we should. So we walk around this little barrier. The barrier that's here to keep people from... What was that? Going down into the ravine. I thought I heard something. Maybe it was just the wind. Ugh. And now I'm trying to make my way down this little turkey path into the bottom of the ravine. Oh, it's kind of tricky. It's a steep hill. Ooh. Lots of trees and stuff in the way. Where did all these tree branches come from? Munga. Okay, I'm almost down at the bottom. And now, I'm in the ravine. This is great. But I am not seeing any dudes. Oh, we can walk right up to the stream that feeds into Herrenhaven. And it's a lovely little stream. It's not even a meter across. You can jump over it. And I'm trying to look up onto the walls of the ravine. Because I know there's marmot dens right there and right over there and over there. I'm not seeing any mottis though. I don't see any deer. And I don't see any turkeys. And those are the three things we see down here all the time. Turkeys, deer, and marmots. Always in the late spring. But there's just nothing going on down here. Where are all the dudes? It is so hot. It's over 70 degrees. The sun is beating down on me directly. I'm starting to sweat. I'm getting a little hot. I'm probably going to overheat today. I hear a squirrel. I can see a dead tree that's got a lot of old auricularia growing on it. That's great. That means as soon as it rains, that tree is going to bust out with Auricularia auriculum, one of my favorite mushrooms, known as tree ears. Oh, let's see, what else do we got around here? Not a lot of action happening. I'm looking over here on this other side. I'm going to jump over the stream here and see if we can spot the marmot den over here. Yeah, there's a den over here. There it is. Oh no, and it's still covered up with logs, sticks, and leaves. There's no moddy action up there. And I see... Oh, that's funny. I see I see a small tree that was felled by a beaver the last time we had beavers in here, which was, I think, last spring, if memory serves. Always fun. Oh, look at all this water. It's so nice. I'm gonna jump back over the pond or the stream here. Ugh. There's no action. There should be turkeys hanging out over there. There should be mottis sunning themselves on these logs. Nothing's growing. There's some moss, but the moss isn't doing much of anything. What else we got going on down here? There's a lot of footprints, a lot of tracks around the side of the stream here. What are these? I can't tell. This is either raccoon or marmot tracks. I'm guessing raccoon. Yeah, I hear some better tracks over here. These are most assuredly raccoon tracks. So raccoons have been fishing in this stream. I have seen frogs in here, so that would make sense. You know, raccoons looking for froggies to give them a crunchy chomp, because everybody loves crunchy frogs. And no, we don't take the bones out, because if we took the bones out, they wouldn't be crunchy, now would they? No, they would not. Well, I don't know where all the marmots are, but they're not down here right now. So back up the trail we go. Gotta get over the damn fallen branches. Ugh. All right, as I finally get back on the path here, I heard something up the hill, and I gotta come up here and see what's going on. So I'm done with the loop, and now I'm walking up to the top of the hill. I heard something back here, and I'm wondering if we got turkeys or something. Do we have mottis back in here? Yeah, I can't see Jack. Well, I suppose it could have just been my imagination. Oh well. It sounded like something stepped on a stick and broke it. It was kind of loud. But apparently, it was just my imagination or something hid before I could see it. Now, who's in this den? Is there a mottie in there? That big den right there at the top of the hill. I don't know. It doesn't look like there's been any more maintenance done on it, but you can never tell. We will see mottis soon, but I want to see a mottie now. I can't wait another 2 weeks to a month to 6 weeks to find me a marmot. I got to find my marmots now. I want to see my mottis. It's been so long since I've seen a marmot that I actually had to watch some marmot videos that I made earlier today. And I watched my baby marmot video, and I watched some other marmot videos. All right, now we're gonna loop around and we're gonna go into the big blind. What am I smelling? I don't even know. And as I walk into the blind here, are we going to see any turtles on the log right here? Let's find out. Dun dun dun, lots of geese out here. Stick my head out. Yes, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 turtles that I can see. Right there. And they're all dry. They've been sitting on the log for a while. Soaking up the sun, doing some fun turtley stuff. Yay, so we've seen turtles today, and geese today, and ducks today. Sort of the usual cast and crew. We're not looking for the usual cast and crew. We're looking for the special guest stars. you know, like foxes or minks or anything. Why are we just not finding any dudes? You would think we'd be running into them. It's been so warm for so long, but no. Maybe they know that the big freeze is still coming, and so they're all hiding in their motty holes. But I'm telling you, it's hot. I'm exerting myself a little bit. I am sweating. I'm gonna get real itchy here in a bit. But I still need to go home and eat some food. What am I gonna eat today? I don't really know. I could do a number of things, but I'll probably just have to start some rice and stir fry up some vegetables, onions and peppers, because that's what I like. Should I be eating hot food when I'm already hot? I don't know, it's probably not the best idea, but even though I did go to the store, when was that, yesterday? All I bought was waffles. Waffles, waffles, waffles. Maybe I should have bought some ham so I could make a ham sandwich. And then I could eat my ham sandwich with Swiss cheese and lettuce and tomatoes and Italian herbs and oil and vinegar. And I could eat them with my sour cream and onion potato chips. I haven't opened the bag of sour cream and onion potato chips yet. I kind of want to. I know I will tonight. I'll be watching TV tonight. It'll be about 11 p.m. local time. And I'll be thinking, am I hungry? No, I'm not hungry. I just need a little snack. A little salty snack. And that's when I will imbibe in my sour cream and onion potato chips. Well, there's just nothing going on here. I want to find dudes. I'm kind of mad that I can't find any dudes. Where are the dudes? They've been scared away by the children. Why aren't these kids in school? It is still school hours. Maybe these are homeschool kids. I do run into homeschool kids here a lot. So it's like, oh, let's go learn something outside. So we'll go to Herrenhaven and just run up and down the trails screaming our heads off. And that's not how you learn. And this is why I kind of don't like homeschooled kids, because I'm sorry, but if your parents are not certified teachers, certified by the state to teach, they have no business trying to teach you school stuff. That's the irony of it. Both of my parents are certified teachers. The emeritus and my mom, the president of every, you know, folk music society in town. Both of them certified to teach. But was I homeschooled? No. I had to go to, well, technically speaking, public school. But the schools I went to were pretty strange. Pretty strange. A lot of weird experiences and a lot of busy work and a lot of doing nothing when I should have been out in the forest looking for dudes. Anyway, I'm starting to run out of time, so I should probably say something like, you've been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. You should probably tune in tomorrow to see what I get up to. Maybe we'll find some dudes, maybe we won't, but I gotta go, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Right. In interspersed libertarian and tech rants.